Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on climate change and climate action. And shortly we'll be joined by Angela Deegan from the environmental group Not Here, Not Anywhere, a volunteer group campaigning to end fossil fuel exploration. Angela will be talking to us about liquefied natural gas and why they're asking the country to support them in their campaign to impress on the government the importance of Ireland remaining LNG free. But first, we send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to ask the question, are we actually aware of liquefied natural gas? And do we believe the government is doing enough to protect the environment?
I don't think it gets enough attention because I think people are being diverted away from the whole issue of the environment.
I don't think it's front and centre enough, really, to be honest. I haven't seen it in anyone's policies.
Because I'm young.
I believe it's a very current topic and certainly I think it's something that deserves a lot of consideration. Should be up there with housing and, you know, all the other various topics of importance at the minute.
I have heard about liquefied natural gas. I've heard a group in Ireland talking about it. Personally, I feel like general politicians don't talk about climate issues enough. It's something that affects my vote.
Well, the elections now are just around the corner and we're joined by Angela Deegan from the environmental group Not Here, Not Anywhere. And Angela, on behalf of the group, is asking the people of Ireland to keep the environment as a priority when it comes to voting, specifically in relation to liquefied natural gas. Angela, thank you for joining us this evening. Before we talk about your campaign, as it were, can you tell us a little bit about the environmental group that you're a part of representing here this evening, Not Here, Not Anywhere?
Yes, we are a nationwide grassroots volunteer group campaigning to end fossil fuel exploration and the development of new fossil fuel infrastructure in Ireland. We advocate for a just transition to renewable energy systems, both here and around the world. And we're non-partisan, so we're not affiliated with any political party.
One of your main goals is to, I suppose, prevent LNG, liquefied natural gas, being introduced into this country and being used as an alternative fuel.
Yes, that's correct. So last year was the hottest year on record. And we are now in the fight of our lives to slash greenhouse gas emissions in order to stop the climate crisis from continuing to escalate. Now, yes, there's a major climate battle playing out right now in Ireland against the looming threat of a new form of fossil fuel being introduced into Ireland. That's liquefied natural gas. It's a fossil fuel that is terrible in terms of its greenhouse gas emissions. It's about as bad as the emissions from coal.
Is it? Because I do understand that those who are in favour of it would argue that, yes, it is a fossil fuel, but actually compared to others, it's one of the cleaner ones.
Well, in fact, that is not the case because of the life cycle. So liquefied natural gas is gas that has to be cooled to really low temperatures in order to turn it from gas into liquid. The cooling of it and keeping it cool requires a lot of energy. And also then the reason that it's liquefied is so that it can be transported on these huge tankers. And so then you have to take into account the fuel being used, you know, by those tankers. And then also there's leakage of methane all along the life cycle. And methane is another greenhouse gas.
Yes.
Fast and reliable elimination of greenhouse gas emissions is critical to reducing climate risks. And the fastest and most reliable way of eliminating greenhouse gas emissions is by not burning fossil fuels. While Ireland may not yet be getting bombarded with climate disasters, the writing's on the wall. We're seeing more and more of the consequences, such as the flooding in Middleton last October. And last month, Dublin was named among 36 major cities around the world most at risk from rising sea levels and flooding.
So your organisation then, what would you propose would be a more viable solution? Are you looking at, say, using more wind energy or perhaps wave energy or solar energy?
Yeah, so the solution is that we need to rapidly transition away from fossil fuels, and we need to insulate our homes. We need to depend more on renewables. Through diversification of our indigenous renewable energy sources, along with investment in battery storage, green hydrogen generation, and increased interconnection with Europe, Ireland can move away from the volatile fossil fuel markets.
And What have you done, or what has the response been to Not Here, Not Anywhere? What kind of a reaction have you been getting?
We've had a huge sign up to our petitions from the general public. We have a petition to keep Ireland LNG free. And the most important thing is that the public can do is to, with you know, the local elections coming up and the European elections. And so it's really important that people talk to their to candidates for election, you know, impress upon them that we can't have any more new fossil fuel infrastructure. And that's what an LNG terminal would be. Scientists are screaming at us to cut emissions, and we have to listen to them. It's our, you know, our own future grandkids and future generations that's at stake here. We don't want to leave them with an Ireland that is ravaged by climate disaster and weather disasters. And yeah.
So where is the best place, would you recommend anybody listening to go to find out more about LNG and what's facing us?
So we have lots of resources on our website where people can find out more information. We also have a website, nothere.com, and lngfree.ie.
Okay, lovely. Angela Deegan, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thank you very much.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now on our website, sunshineradio.ie, and you'll find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there too. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll join me for the last in our current series next Monday evening, when we're bringing an international flavour to you and sharing what they're doing in Barbados on their quest to live more sustainably, including the development of a bottle which, to all intents and purposes, looks and feels like plastic, but is in fact made entirely from corn. That's Hours to Protect, next Monday evening, just after 7.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.